Well, last night we've seen a workman have his van stolen from outside his home. They attempted to take his car to begin with, but then took his van. Now, this is a regular enough occurrence in the area. We are a border area. We're right on the border with Mull and Burnfoot. What we see is policing becoming extremely difficult when these cars and vans are stolen because people are escaping over the border. So we need some sort of cross-border cooperation between the police and the Gardaí in terms of addressing this issue. Now, last night we had the van drive completely erratically around our local area. It then crashed into a local co-op shop, which is a main facility for the people of Gaelic in terms of their groceries and all the rest of it. So it caused major disruption last night within the area. Local people were afraid that someone could have been killed. There could have been a more serious implication to this. But at the end of the day, we need this issue tackled by the police, and we also need it tackled by the guards on the other side of the border.
More often than enough, though, when something unfortunately like this does happen and vice versa, police or the Gardaí are contacted, but you're calling for a greater, stronger, more united approach indeed.
Yes, indeed. We actually met with the police a number of months ago when this issue arose then, and we asked them to explore the issue with the guards to see what could be done, because we are very conscious that there's a lot of back roads here and people find it very easy to rally around. We can hear them at all times of the day and night, and it has been reported to the police, who we then expect then to contact their counterparts in the guards, who then can address the issue on both sides of the border so that these people aren't given free rein on the back roads and able to escape then into Burnfoot or Mull.